Hello and welcome. You are listening to Elemental Energies with Chris Ann. And I, of course, am Chris Ann. We are going to be doing the weekly predictions for the week of December 10th through December 17th of 2023. If this is your first time joining us, welcome. And if you have tuned in regularly, thank you so much. I appreciate it. So we do the weekly predictions for the week using a different deck every single week. And I tell what crystals are good to use for the week. Those are divinely guided to me before I even start the podcast. And then we talk about an angel of the week and, whatever else comes to mind. So let's get started. This week's deck. Google this one or look it up, do something. Enchanted Blossoms by Carla Morrow. Do not know if I have any left on my website. I should have checked that before I started. I used to carry this deck. I don't know if I still have any left, but the website is Elemental Energies with Chrisanne.com. Same exact thing as the name of the podcast here. If you like flowers, butterflies and dragons. This is the deck for you. Oh my goodness, this is such a creative deck. It's an oracle deck. So there are 44 cards within this deck, and each card is a standalone, different than a tarot, traditional tarot, which is the major arcana and the minor arcana broken down into four suits in the minor arcana. That's not what this is. This is an oracle deck. So each card stands alone, has its own meaning, and in fact, typically, oracle cards have the meanings on the actual cards. These cards are amazing. I love flowers. I love butterflies, dragonflies, all that stuff. And I love dragons. Oh my goodness. This deck is cool. So the first card that's coming to me is the card of memory, which has the flower on it of the forget-me-nots. This is talking about there are things that we're going to have to remember this week. If there are things that are important to us that we have to remember to do, write yourself a note, create a little reminder in your phone. There are things that we can't remember. This week is important. There are things we cannot remember to do. Other weeks, we can maybe get away with whatever, that this is not a whatever week. This week, we have to remember what it is that we have to do. And let's remember those that have come in to help us, to guide us, that maybe have passed, because this is also the week to remember those, to honor those loved ones that are in our soul family, not just our actual family, but that are in our soul family. The next card I'm pulling is the Thoughtfulness card. How perfect. It's the flower of cowslip. And Thoughtfulness card, very much like the memory card, is putting attention, putting thought into everything that we do, being thoughtful in all of our actions, because our actions can have consequences, rewarding and negative, positive and negative rewards with the consequences. So being thoughtful in all that we do this week, but remembering why we need to do some of these things is this is just going to be a very sort of poignant week, clearly. The next card I'm pulling is the card of generosity, which is the flower of honeysuckle. Lovely. And the generosity card means you have to be generous of spirit to others as well as yourself. We forget ourselves in the mix. It's wonderful to be kind and generous this time of year. It's wonderful to be of giving spirit to those in need. But don't forget, we are all in need ourselves of something. Whether it be looking in the mirror and saying, wow, you're doing a good job today, or Hey, you're looking good today. Say something to yourself. Be generous of spirit to yourself. It is wonderful to be kind, thoughtful, and remembering to do all those wonderful things, but don't forget to take care of yourself as well. You can't lift other people up unless you lift yourself up as well. Wow, kind of cool cards for this week. Things we are capable of. So check those out. Now, we have four crystals that we're going to be talking about this week. Excuse me. The first one is Amazonite. Amazonite is a really pretty green, turquoise kind of looking colored stone. It is a heart-based stone, and it allows you to express through thoughtful, heartful communication. Kind of important for this week based on the cards we just talked about. I love how it always pairs together. I love it. And it just always happens that way. I didn't plan it. I draw the cards live with you guys. Amazonite is also a wonderful ally for people that have problems setting boundaries, to establish your boundaries, to be clear in your boundaries. It also helps you to release grief. So when we're talking about setting up boundaries, bringing in boundaries, we're talking about expressing our heart thought communication. Those are things that we want to have the Amazonite on the left-hand side for. Left-hand side of the body, left-hand side of the bed, left-hand side of your desk, etc. If we want to release things from that emotional body, such as grief, things that are blocking us from moving forward, then Amazonite is wonderful to carry on the right-hand side, in the right pocket, or wear jewelry on the right-hand side. If you're working on both of these things, you can wear a pendant, which is right in the middle, or you can wear earrings, which is one on either side, or you can get two stones and put one in each pocket. It's okay to do double duty with your stones. Amazonite is a relatively inexpensive stone when you find it tumbled, just a couple of dollars tops. But it also is a wonderful stone because it's helping you to release that emotional, the aggression. It's getting rid of the aggression so that you can bring a little bit more peace into your body. It is helping you with communication of the truth, your true heart self. It helps you with that level of communication. It's a great stone for relationships, actually. So check out Amazonite. Okay to put one right in the middle underneath your bed. Then it will do double duty for what it needs to do because it's great for relationships. Honest communication. Moving past things from the past so you can move into the future freely and clearly is super important for any and all relationships. The next quote unquote crystal we're going to talk about is copper. Copper is a wonderful mineral. It's a nice, heavy, dense feeling mineral. A lot of jewelry is in copper. A lot of people have an allergy to wearing copper jewelry. So just, FYI, if that's you can get a piece of copper and just carry it in your little crystal pouch. Those are accessible. I have noticed the price of copper skyrocket over the last 5, 6 years. I have chunks of natural look free form. They're called free form pieces of copper. And the prices of that have skyrocketed. I do have it available. I don't know if it's on my website or not, but I do have it available. I also have the Amazonite and tumbled stone too. But copper is a wonderful conductor of energy that works with the flow of receiving and sending energy. So this is a good one to carry as well, one on either side. Copper is going to balance the polarities within the body, getting rid of those blockages that are responsible for any imbalance. Let's say you have an illness. Let's say you have anger. Let's say you have frustration. Those are all imbalances. Copper will help to balance those. That's why they wear a lot of copper bracelets on the left-hand side of the body. It can be very helpful and productive, actually. Copper is one that will heal the mind, the body, and the spirit. So it's working on all levels of the body. It has that harmonic connection that sometimes people need when they're a little fearful to have that connection between the physical and the astral body. So if you're somebody like me who maybe does readings, or you want to deepen your meditation and you have fear over going there and doing a deep meditation, or doing an Akashic record reading like I do, or doing astral projection, any of those things, I have found that a lot of people are quite fearful about it when there's no need to be, but I'm not going to tell you, your fears are real. I'm not going to discount your fears. So copper is one that can help you with that, and definitely carry that on the left-hand side for that. Copper also can help you with fatigue, and I do keep it by my bedside. So copper's a really cool one. I also keep a piece at my desk at all times too. So yes, anything you want to bring in, remember, you want to carry on the left hand side. Anything you want to release, put it on the right hand side. The next stone, oh, I love this stone too. Hemimorphite. Hemimorphite is not as easy to find as copper, which you can of course get in jewelry, or amazonite. Hemimorphite is a little harder to find, a lot more expensive, but really cool looking. It's a turquoise kind of color. Kind of looks like a brain sometimes. It has a beautiful, sometimes even druzy kind of veining through it. It's beautiful. Check out hemimorphite. So hemimorphite facilitates confidence. I have a piece on my desk at all times as well. It is wonderful for giving yourself that ability to let go of the past, to accept the future with courage, with grace, with open arms. Hemimorphite is wonderful for getting rid of hostile feelings. It is wonderful to help you to know who you are so you can reach your highest potential. It's great for developing your inner strengths as well as that inner level of communication as you reach your absolute highest potential with that. It's wonderful if you're doing any healing work to work with hemimorphite as well, because it's helping you tap into some of those ancestral knowledges of some of this work that we're moving into. You know, I have found that a lot of people that are tapping into their healing abilities, whether it be Reiki or whatever it is that you do, I'm a Reiki master teacher. So I do that in connection with connecting to my past lives, connecting with my ancestors. All of that just kind of adds to what it is that I do in connection with connecting to your ancestors, your guides, your higher self, your angels, etc. Hemimorphite is one that can help sort of bridge that gap on a healing level. I love hemimorphite. It also is great because it helps you identify what is your soul purpose. That is such an important question. I get that question a lot when I'm doing readings for my clients. A lot. So hemimorphite is one that can help with that. Mostly I'm going to carry this on the left-hand side. Or if I'm doing work, it's on the left-hand side of my desk or left-hand side of my table, etc. Last stone for the week, last but not least, is pyrite. Pyrite is one that children are fascinated with. Kids go nuts over pyrite. And because of that, I think a lot of adults poo-poo and don't take pyrite as seriously as they should, because pyrite is known as fool's gold. But it's a powerful stone to help with prosperity and abundance. Carry it on the left-hand side to bring in that abundance. It's great when you're starting a new business or anything new that you're trying to manifest and bring money in. This will be important in a minute. It increases your courage and your confidence to have those creative outlets to put into manifestation and see it come into fruition. Pyrite can help you with that. Little old pyrite, which is very easy to get your hands on, very easily overlooked, but wow, it does so many wonderful things. It can give you the ability to follow through with projects. I'm an Aries. I don't always, I procrastinate, but I get it done. And I have some stunning pieces of pyrite on my desk too. Because I know my limitations. I know I'm going to get it done. It's going to be on my time, but I'll get it done. If I have an actual deadline, that's a different story. I'll get it done. But yeah, pyrite helps. Pyrite also can give you the willpower to follow through. It supports the ideas to increase your vitality, to increase your metabolism, to increase your creativity, to increase your will to get things done. It's also a great stone to have in the bedroom because it can increase your sex drive as well. Keep it under the middle of the bed or on the left-hand side of the bed. So if you are laying in the bed on your back, stick out your left arm. That's the left-hand side of the bed. Whether you sleep on the left-hand side or not, that is still the left-hand side of the bed. You can stick a piece of pyrite under the bed, on the bedside table, in the drawer, whatever. Pyrite. I'm recommending it. So yeah, that's a fun one. Left-hand side. Funny enough, the angel of the week. I love how these things just kind of work out. It's the angel of manifestation. So the angel of manifestation is coming in, guess what? To help us manifest, to help us bring in what it is that we want, need, and desire. So we just have to call in the angel of manifestation. I always say the angels can't step in and help you unless you call them in. What a big old one to call in is the angel of manifesting. When you are trying to manifest, I don't care whatever. You're trying to manifest enough money to have to buy Christmas gifts for your loved ones. You're trying to manifest an amazing Christmas dinner, a wonderful Hanukkah feast, whatever it is that you do that you want to manifest, a new job, a happy and healthy relationship, happiness for those around you, and let's all get together and manifest world peace. Let me tell you, that's a big old one to manifest. Whatever it is that you want to manifest, call in the angel of manifestation. Wow, powerful week! Oh my gosh, I love it. I'm always looking forward to these wonderful things when I get these great messages that come through. So check out my website. I have all my readings listed that you can purchase a private reading with me. I am doing distance readings. They are done through whatever way we agree on digitally. There are so many options. I do have an iPhone, so my preferred is FaceTime. If you don't want a visual, I can just do a regular old phone call, but I have a gazillion ways to connect digitally. It's so wonderful to be able to do this now. I can remember before I only had Skype like 10, 15 years ago. Skype was all I had. Still have Skype. But check out my website, www.elementalenergieswithchrisanne.com. Exact same name as this. Thank you so much for tuning in. Have a wonderful week and be free.